Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh. What's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God thanks and praise for February. Oh, I'm still in February. For March 2nd, 2024. Welcome to the Saturday edition of Word for Today. I didn't do one last night, but I hope that you had a wonderful Thank God Friday. And so I'm doing one today, this Saturday, and I want to pick up where we left off. Let's pray, give God glory and honor. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for today. We thank you that it's a glorious, wonderful day in you. We thank you that the spirit of you is in us and fills us. And we thank you that your spirit is moving us to do the things that you have put for our hands today. I pray that everyone that hears this, that is listening, is moved to walk in the love that you are shedding in our hearts. I thank you that today that everyone finds that everyone that hears this is in good health. And if their health is not good, that they're believing you and believing the love for their healing, that they're receiving your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You've done it for us. You've already given us the healing. It says that by your stripes, we were healed. Not that we are going to be healed, but we are healed today, right now. I ask that they receive that they receive the healing of their bodies, that they begin to look into the scriptures and find, you know, what applies to them, God. I thank you that you're healing their finances, that as they are growing in you and learning your principles, that they understand what it takes to walk in good finances, as they begin to understand the maturity that we have to come to so that our finances are in good health. God, I thank you that you are producing in them maturity right now as they walk and learn and grow precept upon precept and line upon line. I thank you for it, God. And as we go into your word today, I ask that you speak to your people, and that includes me, that we can hear what you are saying and receive it and then begin to apply it to our lives. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So it is. So it is. And so we let it be. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Let's delve into where we left off on Thursday. Was in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. And this is the scripture talking about love and talking about the greatest commandment, which Jesus gave us as a result of scholars trying to get something, trying to see if he would tell them something different and asking, what is the great commandment? And Jesus telling them that the great commandment was to love God with everything. And then that we're to love our neighbors as well as we love ourselves, as well as reading this particular one in Luke. And we've been through three different scriptures that talked about the love and talked about the great commandment. We've been through Matthew, we've been through Mark, and now we're at Luke. Now, in Luke, in this particular, and I'm using the Passion Translation, and here it says to love your neighbor as well as you love yourself. That does something for me. to love your neighbor, to love people around you as much as, and one way we can say, as much as you love yourself. Whew, oh my goodness, that takes some work for us to begin to love other people as much as we love ourselves. Wow. But that's why we're walking on this earth today. This is why we're in our bodies and walking in this earth as children of God, representing God, our parent, representing Jesus, our elder brother, our Savior, and representing the love that Jesus has commanded that we show, and working our way through this. And it is a tremendous commandment for us to do. Now, we left off at verse 29. We left off at verse 28, where it says, this is correct. Jesus said, this is correct. Now go and do exactly that, and you will live. Now, Jesus was telling him that, now you got to remember, this is on the front side of the cross. Jesus had not died, had not been risen, and is not ascended into heaven, not elevated into heaven yet. So this is on the front side of the cross. And but he tells him that if he does exactly what this scripture is telling him, if he loves the Lord your God with all your heart and all your passion, all your energy and every thought, and love your neighbor as well as you love yourself, he says that you will live. That you will live. Now, his question was, what requirement must I fulfill if I want to live forever in heaven? That was his question. What do I have to do to live forever in heaven? And Jesus, you know, quotes this, you know, each one had asked a different question to Jesus in each one of these scriptures. Well, I don't know if it was quite different in Matthew and Mark. I think it was almost the same. But in Luke, this is a different question. He asked him, what must I do to live forever in heaven? And so Jesus tells him, if he does this, you will live. You will live a life in abundance is what he's telling them, because when we live in love, loves come to us. I happened to read I'm not sure what it was, but it was a little news blurb for African American history, and it was talking about a guy, Darrell Davis, I believe was his name, and he had he was a musician, and he had played with B.B. King, with some other blues baby, but with a couple other, you know, greats in music. But that was not his claim to fame. That was not what brought him into fame. No, none of that mattered to him, because what happened was is that God had directed him to befriend a Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, a lot of you say, oh my goodness, what in the world? Yes, he befriended a Grand Wizard, and I can't remember the guy's name, but this Grand Wizard he became friend with, he started talking to him. And he said mostly what he did was listen. And he said, and as they began, as he listened to him, as he loved him, as he showed him love, even though he knew he hated him as a black man, he hated blacks, and he hated African Americans. That even though he knew that, he continued to love this guy. And they became friends. They began to go to each other's homes. They ate together, and which was, you know, incredible, you know, for a Ku Klux Klan in the first place. And as they ate together, as they begin to, as he listened to him, and as they talked together, the Grand Master began to see that they had more interests that were the same than they were different, that they were more alike than they were different. And so he continued, he even came to and went to Ku Klux Klan meetings with this Grand Wizard. But as he continued to love this Grand Wizard, this Grand Wizard realized that he was wrong. And he denounced his KKK membership, denounced the KKK, and gave this guy his hood and his cloak. Whatever it is, a sheet, whatever they call it. You know, and as showing him, I'm denouncing this, I'm turning my back on it. And they're still friends. I'm not sure. They really didn't say. But the crust of it is that not only did this guy turn, but this guy, Darryl Davis, has been able to transform the lives through the love of God of over 200 Ku Klux Klan members. Over 200 Ku Klux Klan members have denounced the KKK and turned their backs on that teaching and begin to love as God has called us. That's loving your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Can you imagine? I can't imagine how he put himself in this, knowing that this guy could have, but he knew that the love of God protected him. And because he knew that love is the most powerful, that love worked through him and changed these people's lives. Wow. Changed their lives by walking in the love of God and working the love of God. That's what this story that precedes verse 28, that's what this story is talking about. This guy, Darryl, didn't walk by the wounded man. He didn't walk by the guy that was beat up and hurt and left for half dead. He didn't walk by him. He stopped and he began to pour the oil on his wounds. He purified the wounds and cleaned them up with the wine. And then he stayed with him and allowed the love of God to minister to him. Wow. And to this day, he's changed over 200 lives. Wow. Through the love of God working in him and working through him. And even though, you know, I don't know how you see that, but I see that as a tremendous work of God. A tremendous work of God. 200 people, 200 men, he changed their lives. But those men not only changed their lives, but they changed their family's lives. They changed their children's lives. They changed their grandchildren's lives. Wow. Look how that continues to cascade and grow of the people who were changed and turned away from hate to love. Turned away from hate to love. How can we put ourselves in that position? To be ambassadors, to be the children of God that shows love unconditional, to show love to someone we know hates us. This is the Good Samaritan. This is the Samaritan. The Samaritan was hated by the Jews. They were hated by the Jews because they were mixed race. They were mixed race. And so they hated him. But this Samaritan was the only one who stopped to help this Jewish man in the ditch, beat up, left for dead, He was the only one who stopped and cared for him and showed him love. This is what Jesus is calling us to do in our lives, that we have to take that time to show the love. So now I'm going to read this scripture from 29. Starting, this is Luke chapter 10, verse 29. Wanting to justify himself, he questioned Jesus further, saying, "What do you mean by my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "Listen, and I will tell you. There was once a Jewish man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho when bandits robbed him along the way. They beat him severely, stripped him naked, and left him half dead. Soon a Jewish priest walking down the same road came upon the wounded man. Seeing him from a distance, the priest crossed to the other side of the road and walked right past him, not turning to help him one bit. Later, a religious man, a Levite, came walking down the same road and likewise crossed to the other side to pass by the wounded man without stopping to help him. Finally, another man, a Samaritan, came upon the bleeding man and was moved with tender compassion for him. He stooped down and gave him first aid, pouring olive oil on his wounds, disinfecting them with the wine, and bandaging them to stop the bleeding. Lifting him up, he placed him on his own donkey and brought him to an inn. Then he took him from his donkey and carried him to the room for the night. The next morning, he took his own money from his wallet and gave it to the innkeeper with these words, 'Take care of him until I come back from my journey. If it costs more than this, I will repay you when I return.' So now tell me, which one of the three men who saw the wounded man proved to be the true neighbor?" The religious scholar responded, "The one who demonstrated kindness and mercy." Jesus said, "You must go and do the same as he did." This is love. You must go and do the same as he did. Darrell Davis showed love to people he knew that hated him. But he knew that love would win, because love is the most powerful. Love is the most powerful. So go today understanding who you are, that you are children of the Most High God, and that you have the love of God in you. You have to exercise that love. You have to make the choice to love those you know hate you. Show them kindness. Be merciful to them and know that love will win. Have a great weekend. Gather with the saints somewhere. And I'll talk to you on Monday. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.